government time. We are perfectly adapted to the situation and we have no more frustrations, no more unnatural urges, we don't want to be ambitious, there's no more competition. We get perfection, a kind of paradise, and then a static society.
It's an interesting fairy tale, isn't it? Nobody's stupid enough to think that that could ever happen. Surely. Now, I certainly wasn't expecting it. If we, I should say, one of the things about human life that one has to learn, ought to learn, is that we can't help the best will in the world because we haven't got the understanding, trampling on other people's toes. What we've got to learn is not how not to do that, because we'll do it anyway, but how to forgive and be forgiven. Because unless one lives, if one's going to live in a human community, if one's going to live to live at all in it successfully, the one thing that we've got to do is to live in an atmosphere of forgiving one another. That's part of the job of being human. And we do far more than we know. If we really took it out of everybody when they tramped on our toes, metaphorically, we would soon have no friends left. If you like, it's part of the technique of living. Now, this notion that you can get that kind of thing, people who understand one another perfectly, there aren't any, and it's not possible. Our modes of communication, they're not at all up to the game of that kind. And we've got to live very largely, however intelligent we are, by intuition, a capacity that we do have and can develop for seeing what we are doing to other people and what they are feeling about it and so on. But to understand in any full sense is far beyond us and will be, I suppose, forever. Human life, again, isn't like that. We live by knowledge in a sense, but we live far more by trial and error in our relations with one another. When I talked about freedom and equality as our principles of human relation, I meant literally that. And indeed, that is the meaning of these terms. If you're going to be friends with anybody, I mean, you've got to treat them as equals and let them treat you as an equal. If you don't, then you can't have friendship, but something else. And same with freedom. What we need friends for is because, being human beings, we can't be ourselves except in relation to other people. We need friends in order to be ourselves. The curious objective notion that we are little encapsulated entities all on our own, and that everything, every relation outside, is something that we enter into and may withdraw from, is completely nonsensical. We are our relations with the outside world. And that's why whatever disturbs that going out and living in the world and not in ourselves destroys our capacity for being fully human. And the thing that does that most, of course, is fear. Puts you on the defensive, and what you're defending yourself against is the outside world. And human life depends upon entering into the life of the outside world. If you can't do that, you starve yourself spiritually. So that the great thing that we've got to, as it were, fight, find ways to deal with, is fear. What's the matter with people is that they're frightened, and they don't know it. You can see it if you know what the signs are. Anybody who wants power is frightened. It simply means that he doesn't feel equal to meeting other people on a level. He must have some extra advantage over them. Can't meet them as man to man. If you can, you don't want power. Indeed, you want to escape from it as much as possible.